Foster, and we've got Angels basketball coming your way, taking on the Sandpoint Eagles, the boys squad, this evening. You're listening to live Angel coverage of the 2012 Elks Invitational Boys Bracket here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. The Elks Invitational Boys game, Angels taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. Our sponsors this evening for Angels basketball, Pennair, Coastal Surveyors, Wells Fargo, King Salmon Gym, Bristol Bay Contractors, Bristol Bay Telephone, Peninsula Automotive, Magnetic Engine Sales and Service, Art of the Shire, CNC Heating, D&D Restaurant, Knack Trading, Nancy's Tax and Accounting, Community Bible Chapel, King's Flying Service, fine sponsors of Angels Basketball right here on KAKN. My apologies to the broadcasters in the studios. I have to figure out which volume number mine is. Jeff Swanson has taken off for the evening, and so it's going to be the Lone Ranger here bringing you Angels basketball here on KAKN and KSDP in Sandpoint. The Sandpoint Eagles bringing up to the game this evening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ball players. And starters for this evening, Rotter, Bravo, Bowsley, Gilbert, and Cheek. Those are your starters for the Sandpoint Eagles. Substitutes, Wilson, Curtis, those are the only two. So, again, Sandpoint going to have to be very careful as they do not have a very deep bench. Bristol Bay suiting up this evening, Dallas Zimmon, Brandon Rush, Sergey Chuckwalk, Everett Moorcroft, Braden Pacheco, Adam King, Miles King, Tuffy Hansen, and Kwijak Asplin. Those are your Bristol Bay Angel players this evening. Referees Floyd Wilson and Mark Watson. We've got the Bristol Bay Angels in white and the Sandpoint Eagles in blue. So we've got the teams huddling up. We had a beautiful rendition of the national anthem as the before the girls started this evening. And so we're ready to play some basketball as the Sandpoint Eagles are going to be the visitors, and Bristol Bay in white being the home team. Jolan Rotter will not be jumping. I'm looking to see who Bowsley is going to be jumping for the Sandpoint Eagles. A nice looking squad for the Eagles. Bristol Bay, again, going around the circle, taking hands with everybody. Chuckwalk going to be the one jumping in the center. Pacheco, Rush, Moorcroft, and Dimon, the starters for the Bristol Bay Angels. Bowsley against Chuckwalk. Chuckwalk easily handles Braden. I make that Rush over to Moorcroft. Moorcroft to Pacheco. Pacheco out to Zimmon. Up to Rush. Over to Moorcroft on the right wing. Pacheco on the right corner. Puts up a shot. No good. Moorcroft with the rebound. Moorcroft up to Zimmon on the left wing. Zimmon to Rush between the circles. Man-to-man defense being put on by Rush. Gets a free lane along the baseline. Up and in. Brandon Rush with the first 2 points of the game. Man-to-man defense is what Bristol Bay is going to be playing as well. Man-to-man for the Sandpoint Eagles. Down the right side is Cheek, and it's tied up on the rebound. Cheek will throw it in for the Eagles. They're underneath the basket. Cheek looking in the lane. Nothing there. Long pass out to Gilbert. It is intercepted by Zimmon. Zimmon to Rush. Rush coming up over to Zimmon on the left side. Zimmon dribbling in. Rush with a three-pointer. get the cobwebs out, and we've got Bowsley with the rebound. And 2-0, Sergey Chukwuk gets the first foul assessed to him. Bowsley inbounding to Bravo. Bravo bringing it down. Lead guard looks like right now for the Sandpoint Eagles. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Bowsley had a pass into him off his chest, off of Zimmons' fingertips, and it will be Cheek throwing it in for the Eagles. It's 2-0 with 6:48 here in the first quarter. Bravo getting the inbound. He's to the free throw line. Rush is all over him. We've got Gilbert. Gilbert back to Bravo. Bravo up in the center circle. Bristol Bay playing a man-to-man defense. Bravo dribbling it off his foot. Nope, it was off Rush's foot. Bravo bringing it back across the center line. Bravo asking for a pick. Gets the pick, but doesn't do much with it. Zimmons against Bravo now. Bravo driving down to the right side, puts up a high shot, hits the top of the backboard, and it falls in, so it's 2-2. 6:08. Morkroff quickly down the left side with a shot, rebounded by Chukwuk. Chukwuk behind the back pass to Pacheco. Zimmons comes up with it. Rush with a three-pointer at the top of the circle, and it drains it. Chukwuk makes that rush with 5 points now. It's 5-2. As Bravo brings it down for the Eagles, over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert into Cheek. Cheek crossing the zone lane, puts up a shot from the left side, and Cheek scores for two. Rush over to Zimmons on the right wing. Moorcroft on the left wing. Moorcroft looking down to Rush and cutting Sergey Chukwuk, and no foul whatsoever. That was a well thought-out plan. Incoming is Wilson. Wilson comes in, and Bowsley sits down for the Eagles. Moorcroft has the inbound pass. Looks into the center. Nothing there. Still looking way outside to Zimmons. Zimmons holds it up for Rush. Rush over to Moorcroft on the right wing. Moorcroft going down to the baseline. Shot's reverse layup is no good. Rebounded by Cheek for the Eagles. Bravo slowing it down for the Eagles. Bravo lob pass into Wilson. Wilson can't handle the pass out. Still looking for some help. Bravo has it now on the right wing. Bravo dribbling into the free throw line. Puts up a shot. Nothing there. Rebounded by Sergey. Outlet to Moorcroft. Moorcroft going down the middle. Moorcroft up to Pacheco. Pacheco with a shot. Nothing there. Moorcroft with the rebound, still has control. He was practically on the floor with that one. Sergey Chukwuk with the shot, nothing there. Pacheco with another shot, fouled on the right side. Bring me some water, please. This game is going to be fast. It's 5-4 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Braden Pacheco is at the free throw line for a 1-1. First shot is off the right side of the rim ever so gently. Bowsley coming back in, and Miles King coming in for Zimmons. Pacheco at the line for the second attempt of a two-shot foul. Up and in and out as well. Free throw violation on Pacheco, crossing the line before the ball hits. So it will go to Sandpoint. It's 5-4, 4:33 here in the first quarter. Brandon Rush doing all the scoring for the Angels thus far. Bristol Bay playing a man-to-man, tight man-to-man defense. Bowsley has it now at the top. Dribbles down the right side. Falls on the floor. Pacheco blocks it away. Moorcroft coming up with the loose ball. Lay-in doesn't go. He was guarded very closely by Sandpoint. And Bravo comes up with it. Long pass up to Cheek. Cheek can't handle the high pass, so it will go to Bristol Bay. 5-4, 4:07 in the first quarter. Up court pass to King. King to Pacheco. Rush to Moorcroft. Moorcroft down the center of the lane. Puts it up and in. Moorcroft from the right side. Lay-in with 2 points. 7-4. Bravo coming down the court. Asks for a pick on the right side. Goes to the left. Puts up a shot off the back of the rim. Rush with the rebound. Rush up court to Moorcroft to Pacheco. Moorcroft trying to get it up to Pacheco. Moorcroft was basically right behind Pacheco, so the angle for the pass was just a little off. Timeout. 7-4, 3:36 here in the first quarter. Both teams quickly going up and forth and back on the court. Bristol Bay is going east, and Sandpoint is going west. Coach Pacheco has left his main starters in up until just moments ago when he brought in Miles King to give Dimon a rest. And we have Cheeks inbounding for the Eagles. It's 7-4 with 3:36. Bravo, not one for getting it across the center line any too fast. Bristol Bay continuing to play that man-to-man zone defense. Cheeks gets it. Cheeks with a shot, nothing there. Pacheco, nice rebound over. Pacheco had a nice rebound over Cheeks there of Sandpoint, but just couldn't get the outlet pass to go. Cheeks gets the foul, though, as Pacheco tries to pass to get that outlet pass going. Adam King coming in for Moorcroft. Moorcroft sitting down with 2 points. Brandon Rush has 5. That makes 7. It's 7-4 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Rush bringing it down. It's man-to-man defense as well for the Sandpoint Eagles. Into the corner to Rush. Rush dribbling down the baseline, and we're going to have a foul assessed to Gilbert of Sandpoint. One team foul for Bristol Bay, and it will probably be 3 now for the Sandpoint Eagles. Cheek of Sandpoint has 2 personal fouls right now. Adam, hard time getting it in, finally does. Up to Rush. Back to Adam on the right side. Rush down into the right corner, giving it to Pacheco. Pacheco up to Adam, down to Miles on the left low post. 6-foot shot doesn't go. Sergi puts it back up and in right on that right side. Sergi with his first 2 points of the ball game. Bravo bringing it down. He's got Wilson on the right side. Wilson gets the ball. We've got Rotter with the rebound. Bosley. Gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Doesn't go in, but is fouled in the act of shooting. 9-4. Sandpoint really needs a couple of free throws here to break the ice. Bosley at the free throw line. One of the starters off the back left side of the rim. Prejack Asplund coming in. Prejack. Coming in for Pacheco. 9-4. Bowsley of Sandpoint has it. Nice high arching shot, and it goes in. Bowsley's first point of the game. It's 9-5. Late here in the first quarter, Miles with the baseline drive gives it off to Chuckwook. Chuckwook's shot doesn't go in. It's in and out. Had a nice soft touch on that one, but it just did not want to go in. Wilson into Bravo. As well as Bravo and Wilson, we've got Gilbert and John Rotter out there for the Eagles, and Bowsley. We've got Bravo going against Rush. Bravo finally gets free, puts up an underhanded layup, but it doesn't go. Ball's on the floor. Rebounded by Bravo underneath the basket. Bravo puts it up, 4 points. As they cut the lead to 2, it's 9-7. Adam on the right corner. Rush gets the baseline. That doesn't go in. Rebound by Asplund. Puts it up. I didn't see if the shot went in. They will count it. Asplund's first 2 points. It's 11-7. Asplund to make it a 3-point attempt. Tuffy Hansen coming in. Miles King going to sit down. 1:38 left here in the first quarter. We've got Asplund, Tuckwook, Rush, Hanson, and King. Adam King into the game. It's a three-point play as Asplund makes the free throw. Bravo bringing it down for Sam Point. Gives it up to Gilbert. Gilbert over to Rodder. Rodder trying to get it into Wilson, but it's knocked away. And Bravo will come up with it. Bravo's turning the ball over as he goes around the pick. A wide pick that was, and it will be Bristol Bay ball. Rush looking toward the bench. Oh, Tuffy just about didn't have that one. Tuffy bounce passes that up to Sergi, and Wilson intercepts it. Wilson gets the lay-in, but right over the outstretched hands of Chuckwalk, it's 9-12. Rush bringing it down over to Hanson. Hanson dribbles once, pulls it up. And again, Wilson just about had the same play again, but Sergi able to get the ball, puts up a shot, nothing there, rebound, and there's a foul. 1-1, that is Bravo's first personal foul, and the fifth team foul. We have Cheek with two personal fouls. He's the one that's got the most for Sam Point. Hanson will put up a three-point from the right side. King was high to get that rebound, but it was stripped out of his hand. On the floor, Asplund is tripped. Asplund was actually dribbling the ball as he was falling backwards, and Bowsley of Sam Point was underneath his feet, so Bowsley gets the foul assessed to him. King into Rush. Rush from the left side puts up a three off the mark. Bravo picks it up for Sam Point, bringing it over the timeline to the left to Rodder. Rodder with a three-pointer. Tuffy Hanson with the rebound. Tuffy behind the back dribble. Whoop, he's going to lose it now as Gilbert picks it up. And Tuffy Hanson slows him down with a foul. It is 12-9 with 18 seconds left here in the first quarter. Tuffy Hansen's first personal foul. And we've got Wilson for the Eagles into Gilbert. Gilbert over to Bravo, and Bravo took his eyes off the ball at the very last moment, and it falls through his hand, out of bounds. Turn over to Bristol Bay. King inbounding to Rush. Rush between the circles, over to Hanson on the left side. Hanson back up to Kwejak between the circles, looking left to Adam King. King is in the corner with a shot off the back of the rim, rebounded at the end of the first quarter, 12-9. We'll be back in 1 minute. Nine in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. We're taking on the Sandpoint Eagles as we've got the first squad back in. Rush has it. Rush right up the middle with a soft touch. Nothing there. Rush with his own rebound. Puts up a second attempt. It's up and in. Rush with 7 points now for the Bristol Bay Angels. It's 14-9 early here in the second quarter. Bravo bringing it down. Gives it to Cheek. Cheek going around the side to the right. Puts up an unbelievable shot. I do not know how to explain that shot other than it was a prayer. Rush over to Moorcroft. Moorcroft down the right side. It's off of Teak. Picked up and controlled by Sad Point. Bravo bringing it down the right wing. He spins to his left, puts up a shot. Rebound by Chuckwuck. Chuckwuck to Rush. Rush has got Zimmon on the right side. Zimmon up to Moorcroft. Moorcroft down the right side of the lane. Puts it up and in. Hard fought 2 points through traffic. And that point coach wants a timeout. 6:58 here in the second quarter. 16-11. Bristol Bay is being led by Brandon Rush with 7. Moorcroft with 4. And Kwejak Aslan with 3. Bravo for the Sandpoint Eagles has 4 points. Bowsley with 1, Wilson with 2, and Seeks with 4 points. Of course, completely unofficial, but it does add up. 16-11, Bristol Bay with 5, make that 3 team fouls, and the Sandpoint Eagles with 6. Sandpoint has the ball. Coaches give some instructions to the team. And we've got token resistance as Brandon Rush comes up. Bravo will have the ball. Bravo, loud pass into Wilson, and Chuckwuck was there. Moorcroft has the behind pass. He goes down the left side, back out to Rush. Now Zimmon has it. Zimmon up to Rush. Zimmon to Moorcroft on the left wing. Loud pass into Sergey. Sergey went to the right, and Wilson was right there to knock the ball loose. Wilson is in the corner, and Bravo finally coming out with it. Bravo crossing the timeline. Long, loud pass into Rotter. Rotter can't handle that high pass. Moorcroft has the rebound. Make that loose ball. Zimmon with one attempt. Rush has the backup, and it's 9 points now for Brandon Rush. Brandon has 9 of the 18 points for the Bristol Bay Angels. Bravo to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert dribbling into the lane. Stumbles. Ball is to Pacheco, up to Moorcroft. Moorcroft to Rush on the right side. Rush has got 11 as it went in. A very fine fast break. Plenty of passing. However, you would rather not see that last pass to Rush as it was through a couple of hands of the Sandpoint Eagles. Bravo has the ball up between the circles. Bravo dribbling down the right side, trying to get it into Wilson. Wilson finally picks it up, and there's a, you know, I'll give it to Wilson, but it could have been John Rotter that got that one. I didn't really see the numbers. Moorcroft with a 15-foot jumper from the right side to equal the score. It's 22-13, Bristol Bay, 5-12 here in the second quarter. We've got Bravo up between the circles, dribbling around. Cheeks has it on the right wing. Cheeks dribbling down into the corner. Up to Wilson. Wilson fights off Sergey Chuckwuck. Ball is on the floor. Sergey will come up with it. Sergey down the left side is going to go up against Bravo, and it's in. Counts as Bravo gets the personal foul. Sergey probably has maybe a head, maybe an ear height advantage on Bravo, and Sergey just had better momentum. Bowsley coming in for the Eagles, and Adam King coming in for the Angels. Miles King as well in for the Angels. So we have Adam and Miles on the court. Tuffy Hansen coming in for Rush. Sergey is at the free throw line, and Pacheco out there on the court for the Angels as well. Gilbert sits down as Curtis comes in for Sandpoint as well. Chuckwuck, first shot is off the mark. His three-point attempt didn't go. Chuckwuck has his own rebound. Hansen at the top of the circle. Hansen to King on the left. Hansen to Miles. Make that to Adam to Miles, up to Hansen. High pass into Sergey. Sergey gets lots of attention. Hansen has it, trying to, man, that was about the hardest pass Hansen will throw in a long time as it hits Pacheco right in the belly. But he walked in the process. 24-13, 4:30 here in the second quarter. On the floor again for Bristol Bay, we've got Aspen. Adam and Miles King, Hanson and Pacheco in the ensuing shot up by Bravo. He's got six now as it's 24-15. I didn't see Aspen King come in, but Sergey Chukwuk is on the bench now. We've got a push on 2-0. I guess that's on Curtis. Curtis was his first personal foul. Miles King is at the free throw line. It's 24-15. Miles shot nothing but net on that one. Miles' first point of the game comes from the free throw line. It's 25-15 as Coach Pacheco puts in few of the second squad. Miles' second shot, it's good as well. He practices, you can tell. Man-to-man defense continues for the Bristol Bay Angels. Bravo going left and turning to go right, right into a month traffic. Rodder dribbles it off his foot. Bravo comes up with the loose ball. Hanson comes from behind and knocks the ball out of bounds. 26-15, 3:53 here in the second quarter. Wilson will be inbounding it for the Sandpoint Eagles. Half timeout for the Bristol Bay Angels. Teams didn't want to get set up too fast, so coach from Bristol Bay decides he wants a half timeout. It's 26-15, 3:53 here in the second quarter. Brandon Rush with 11, Everett Moorcroft with 6, Kwijak Aspen with 3, Miles King 2 from the free throw line, and Sergey Chukwuk having a low night thus far with 2 points. For the Sandpoint Eagles, we've got Bravo with 6, Bowsley with 1, Wilson with 4, and Cheek with 4. Sandpoint down by 11 at this point, and it will be Sandpoint ball. Pacheco still out on the court, as well as Hanson, Adam and Miles, and Kwijak Aspen for the Bristol Bay Angels. Wilson, Bravo, Rodder is in there, Bowsley, and Curtis. Bravo trying to get a lob pass into Wilson. Wilson, too much momentum, goes over his head and out of bounds. 26-15. After all that, Sandpoint turns it over very quickly. Adam up to the free throw line, gives it over to Hanson. Hanson with a three-pointer off the front of the rim. Pacheco with the rebound. Adam decides to set it up over to Hanson. Hanson dribbling in. Hanson to Pacheco. Pacheco, again, same play, except Bristol Bay doesn't come up with it. But out of the pack comes Bravo, and he travels in the process. 26-15. Bristol Bay can't get on track here as we're halfway through the second quarter. Adams over to Hanson, up to Miles. Miles to the left for Adams. Adam up to Hanson. Pacheco at the free throw line, left side. It's off over the back of the backboard, out of bounds. Goes to Sandpoint. So Bristol Bay not able to get on track here in the last couple of moments of this second quarter. 3 minutes left, 26-15. Bravo getting a pick. Bravo doesn't use the pick. Bravo picks it up to Wilson on the left side. Back to Bravo. Bravo will take a three-pointer. Nothing but net. Bravo with 9 points now, 26-17. Adam bringing it down for the Angels. Over to Hanson on the left side. Kwijak muscling in, gives it to Pacheco. Pacheco with a left-handed shot. Down on the left low post, fouled in the act of shooting. He went down, back up, and it will be two shots. Foul is on number 44, Wilson, and that is his second personal foul of the game. Pacheco is at the line for a two-shot violation. First shot's no good. Last time he was at the free throw line, he stepped on the line, so he's for sure checking out his foot placement. Referee working on the court. Disc comes loose. It's 26-17, 2:35 left here in the second quarter. Pacheco is at the free throw line for the second attempt. Nice lob, not there. And lane violation on Pacheco. Pacheco knew that shot was off the minute it left his hand, so he was quick over the line, and Bravo bringing it down for the Sandpoint Eagles. Bravo with 9 points, goes to his right, gets a pick, decides to go to his left now. Trying to get it into Wilson, very bad pass, picked off by King. Asplin tips it, Bravo picks it up for Sandpoint up on the left side. And Bravo's got 11 points as that lay-in looked very fundamental to him. Adam to Miles on the left side. Miles looking. Tuffy Hansen right down the middle to Kwejek Asplin. Spinning hook shot by Kwejek gives Kwejek 5 points. It's 28-19. 9 point lead by the Bristol Bay Angels. Hansen swats at the ball. It's come loose. Pacheco down the left side to Hansen. Hansen banks it off the glass. Hansen's got 2 points. I'll have to add that up. I thought he had another bucket just moments ago. 30-19 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Cheeks with a running jumper. No good. Rodder was there to get the rebound, but travels in the act. 11, 13, 19, 21, 3, 28. We'll give Tuffy 4 points for the game so far, as my addition shows me I'm two off. It's 30-19 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Hansen way out there by the 5 second line. Miles bounces over to King on the left side. King up to Hansen between the circles. Hansen playing way out. No one on him. Ball is down to Kwejek on the... No. That's number three. Is that Miller, I believe that was. Cheeks with his second attempt, and it finally goes out of bounds for Bristol Bay. So we got Miller, Hansen, Kwejek, Asplin, Adam, and Miles King on the court for Bristol Bay. Curtis, Rodder, Bravo, Cheek, and Wilson on the court for the Sandpoint Eagles. Hansen has a shot. Hansen's got 6 now unofficially from that left side free throw line. And coach for Sandpoint is up. Curtis has a long shot. Cheeks was there, bite it out of his hands, gets it back again. Cheeks with a third attempt, finally gets it to fall. He's got 6 right down there underneath the basket. Adam King up to Hansen. Hansen dribbling in, bounce pass to Miller is intercepted by Bravo. Bravo down the left side. Bravo going to take it all the way with the left hand. And Bristol Bay is fighting over it amongst themselves. And it will be out of bounds to the Sandpoint Eagles. 1.1 second left here in the second quarter. 32-21. Cheeks inbounding it to Curtis. Bravo with a shot that won't go. It's 32-21, the end of the second quarter. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Are we back? Yes. Welcome back to the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. I'm Wesley Foster, and you're listening to live coverage here of the 2012 Elks Invitational Tournament here in Naknek. We have the Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Bristol Bay Angels, and Bristol Bay leads by a score of 32-21. Bristol Bay outscoring Sandpoint in that second quarter 20-12 to take this lead of 11 points. Scoring, one moment before we get to our scoring, let's take a look at our sponsors for this game here at halftime. Bristol Bay Cellular, Bricey B's, AC Store, that's the Alaska Commercial Company in Kingshamon, Wells Fargo, and Community Bible Chapel. Find sponsors of Angels basketball here at halftime. For the Sandpoint Eagles, the scoring is being done by number 11, Bravo. He's got 10 points, Bowsley with 1, Wilson with 4 points, and Cheeks with 6 points. Cheeks has 2 personal fouls, along with Wilson having 2 personal fouls, and Bravo also having 2 personal fouls. For the Bristol Bay Angels, Brandon Rush has 11 points, Sergey Chukwuk with 2, Everett Moorcroft with 6, Miles King with 2 points, Tuffy Hansen coming off the bench, scoring 6 beautiful points, Kwejek Asplund with 5. So again, halftime score 32-21 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Bristol Bay really pushing the ball down the floor in the first two quarters of the game. Up until the time when the second squad came in, they were pushing the ball up hard, fast. Brandon Rush getting a couple of easy baseline running jumpers from that right side. Again, he's got 10. He leads, well, yeah, Brandon Rush with 11, excuse me, leading all scorers for both teams. Brandon Rush doing a fine job inside and out. He hit 1 3-pointer and really sparking the Bristol Bay Angels with some fine play, Brandon Rush. 32-21, we're at halftime here of the 2012 Elks Invitational Tournament. Sandpoint holding its own. They have a good drive as well to the bucket. Bravo hit a 3-pointer. Well, actually, I think they took that 3-pointer off the books and just gave him 2. I thought it was a 3. That's why I was checking my scoring, and it didn't add up to 21 points this halftime. So we had to take it away from Bravo as I gave him that 3, and it could have been just 2 points. Again, halftime score is 32-21. We've got 5 minutes left in halftime. We'll take a 4-minute break and be back with third quarter action. 4-minute break.
Just a little bit of music to fill in the time here at KSDP. We've got this last game, Sandpoint versus Bristol Bay. The boys are playing over in Naknek. We do have a later King Cove game that's happening due to planes being late and such. But we're not going to be able to cover that. We'll have the update tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll be doing full game coverage all over again. Right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. We stream live around the world at apradio.org. You can turn that computer into a glorified AM radio. Right here, The Kills with Black Rooster.
We're back here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. We have the 2012 Elks Invitational Boys Tournament going on, as well as the Girls Tournament. Back and forth we go from the boys to the ladies, men to the ladies. And so now we have the Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Bristol Bay Angels boys squad. The ladies squad will be up next at, actually the ladies squad already played. So they took on Sandpoint. Bristol Bay will be playing King Cove tomorrow at 6 p.m. The boys, if they move on, will be playing tomorrow at 12 p.m. Against New Studiohawk. Kind of a weird situation for the tournament, but that's the play so far. If Sandpoint wins, they go on to play New Stu. Bristol Bay will go into the loser's bracket. Bravo has it over to Gilbert as we begin the third quarter. We've got Rotter, John Rotter, coming up with 2 points. It's 32-23. Rush has it down. Moorcroft keeps the ball from going out of bounds. Zimmon is in the game as well, Pacheco and Chuckwuck. Zimmon on the left side. Rush with a three-pointer. It hits the mark. Rush with 14 points. 35-23. Bristol Bay, nice, comfortable, but not demanding lead of 12 points. Bravo over to Curtis. Curtis to Bowsley. Bowsley back to Bravo. Bravo this side of the court. Curtis with a three-point attempt off the mark, rebounded by Pacheco. Pacheco outlet to Rush. Rush up court to Moorcroft. Moorcroft to Chuckwuck. Chuckwuck right in front of the basket. Puts it up and in. 4 points for Chuckwuck. Good assist as Moorcroft took it right to the basket, pulled away the defense, and Chuckwuck was open. Bravo has it. Left side. We got a 1-2-2 zone defense going on by the Bristol Bay Angels. Chuckwuck with a three-pointer off the mark a little bit. Tipped out by Moorcroft. Chuckwuck gives it to Pacheco behind the back. Ball is on the floor. Curtis picks it up. He gives it up court to Bravo. 6 minutes and 7 seconds left here in the third quarter, 37-23. Bravo having it between the circles. Dribbles to the left. Outlet to Curtis. Curtis with a three-pointer from the left side. Off the mark. Rebound touched by Rush. Out of bounds to Sandpoint. We've got Cheeks, Bowsley, Bravo, Rotter, and Curtis in there. Make that Gilbert in there for the Sandpoint Eagles. Cheeks looking for some help. Gives it up to Rotter. Rotter has a foul. Pacheco has the foul assessed to him as he went up and put a hand on that ball as well as a body. So Pacheco with a personal foul. Okay, Pacheco has two personal fouls assessed to him. And Bravo's at the free throw line. First one's off the front of the rim. Bravo with 10 points for the Sandpoint Eagles. Kwejak Aspen coming in. Pacheco sitting down. Bravo's at the line. Second attempt, a little bit stronger. It rolls around and in. Bravo with 11. Ball is up court to Moorcroft. Moorcroft misses the layup. Asplund with a second attempt. No good. He was in a lot of traffic, though. Long court pass up to Bowsley. Now, I would say if Bowsley had a haircut, he might have seen that ball coming, because it was flowing in the wind, so to speak. Ball is off of Bowsley. Up court to Rush to Moorcroft on the left side. Moorcroft misses the cutting Chuckwuck. Rush has it back to Moorcroft on the left wing. Moorcroft bounces it to Asplund's feet, and it's a turnover to the Sandpoint Eagles. 37-24, 5:20. Bravo coming down slowly, dribbles to the left, puts up a 15-foot jumper and in. Bravo with 13 points. Rush quickly down the court for the Angels. Rush to Zimmon. Zimmon one bounce over to Moorcroft on the left side. Moorcraft dribbling right down the middle of the lane, puts up a layup from the right side and in. Moorcraft with 8 points. It's 39-26, 4:51 here in the third quarter. Bravo is out high. Moorcraft coming out to time for the Sandpoint Eagles, needing to set up a little bit. 39-26, 4:45 here in the third quarter. Bravo leading Sandpoint with 13 points. Brandon Rush for the Angels with 14 points. Those are the high scores for both teams. 39-26, a 13-point advantage for the Bristol Bay Angels. Both teams running up and down the court very quickly, trying to get that outlet pass. Fast break action going, easy layups. Both teams having a little bit difficult time, though. Bravo, Wilson, Gilbert. Is that Gilbert? Gilbert's out there. Rotter and Cheek on the floor for the Sandpoint Eagles. Miles King out there now as well for the Bristol Bay Angels. Asplund, Chuckwuck, Rush, and Moorcroft. Bravo has it up to the left side now. Lob pass into Wilson. It's tipped away and up court. Moorcroft has a nice layup on the left side. Moorcroft has 10 points. It's 41-26. Good fine defense by Bristol Bay. Results in a fast break. 2 points by Moorcroft. Bravo having two picks. Bravo still in a world of trouble. Cheeks comes down now, and Cheeks with a four-footer from the left side goes in. He's got 8 points. Rush quickly up to Moorcroft. Moorcroft gets goes down hard. He's holding his left ankle right now. Teammates are around him. He looked like he got a forearm check to the chest. And that took him down, and he's holding his left leg, his left ankle. 41-28, 4:02 left here in the third. We've got Coach Pacheco over there asking questions. You know, with these boys running up and down the court, I don't think they can get enough water inside their bodies to fight off cramps. But I don't think that one's a cramp. I think that one a little twist there. He's up and walking now, trying to walk off that little twist. Don't see who's coming in for him yet. Referee is talking with the coach as to who's going to take the free throws. One team foul for Bristol Bay, one team foul for the Sandpoint Eagles. It's 41-28 with 4:02 here in the third quarter. Moorcroft will go to the line. You don't see a lot of high socks on these boys covering up taped ankles. And I think years ago, Coach made all of us guys tape our ankles up every game, something to deter sprained ankles. Moorcroft puts up a free throw with one hand. Still kind of thinking about that ankle a little bit. Missed on that first attempt. Second attempt, 41-28. Same way. Nice high arching shot. Rebounded by Asplund. Moorcroft gets the rebound. Puts up a shot off the backboard. Cheeks with the rebound. And we've got a foul on Chuckwuck as Cheeks had the position. It will be Chuckwuck's at least second personal foul. Yes, it will be. Two for Chuckwuck, two for the team this half. Bravo quickly coming up. He says everyone get to the left. Miles King is in for Moorcroft. Bravo puts up a shot in traffic. Up to Pacheco, up to Rush. Rush puts in a layup and is fouled in the act of shooting by Gilbert. Gilbert did not have the speed nor the position to put that arm in front of Rush, and Rush gets the lay-in. He's got 16 points. Fine game for Brandon Rush today. It's 43-28. Three-point attempt, doesn't go, gets his own rebound, puts up a high shot. Rebound is by Chukwuk, and he's got a push. Chukwuk will take it out under the basket, and Cheek gets his third personal foul assessed to him. Miles King going to throw it in for the Angels to Rush. Rush back, trying to get it to Chukwuk with a very hard bounce pass, and it will be turnover to the Sandpoint Eagles. 43-28, 3:28 left here in the third quarter. Bravo up between the circles, finally deciding to really go left. Nope, he decides to go right. Decides to come back to the left, looking for some movement in his team members. Seems to always go into traffic. Right, Chukwuk gets the tip, handles it, gives it over to Miles King on the left side. Miles with his fourth point and about a four-foot chip shot for King there. Bravo giving it over to Wilson. Wilson dribbling to the right, puts up a 10-footer from the right side. Wilson's got six. Brandon Rush quickly over the timeline for the Angels. Miles on the left side. Miles to Pacheco. Pacheco gets the ball slapped away. Sam Point comes up with a loose ball. Bravo picking it up quickly down court. Bravo to the center. Gives it off to Cheek. Cheek up to Gilbert. Gilbert looking for some help. 3-second violation. I got to remember. Yeah, I am blue here. I thought I was way down. Volume low. My mistake. Sorry. 2:23 in the third quarter. 45. Asplund gets a free lane as Sandpoint tried to get that interception. Asplund with seven. Now Bravo with a shot from the left side, makes it right side. Free throw off the mark. He gets his own rebound, dribbles into the middle of the lane. Rodder makes that. Pacheco comes up with it. Pacheco on the left side, lane good. Pacheco with his first 2 points in the game. That's hard to believe. 49-30 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Kurt Gilbert with a three-pointer. It's good. Hits the mark. Gilbert's first 3 points of the game. It's 49-33, 1:38 here left in the third quarter. Rush over to Chukwuk on the right wing. Chukwuk up to Asplund. Asplund's got a free look over to Rush. Rush has a three-point attempt on the way. Rush with 19 points on the game. 52-33, 1:20 left here in the third quarter. Bravo over to Curtis. Back, make that Gilbert. Back up to Bravo. Gilbert with a quick three-pointer on the way. Not there. Cheeks with the rebound. An air ball for Cheeks. Ball is tied up, but boy, it wasn't much of a tie-up. Rush and Gilbert tying it up for the Bristol Bay Angels. Huffy Hansen in the game along with Adam King. Adam gets the ball, lobs it up to Chukwuk. Chukwuk hands it off to Hansen. Hansen bounce pass to Pacheco. Pacheco sees Asplund open. Asplund misses the shot and off of Asplund's hand. Asplund was wide open, but Hansen gave it to Pacheco. Pacheco gave it to Asplund as fast as possible, but didn't work. Bravo with a shot, rebounded by Sandpoint. We'll give Rodder 4 points now as the shot from the right side goes in. Hansen on the right wing for Bristol Bay. Asplund doesn't get a foul, but gets the bucket instead. Wilson went right over Asplund. Asplund's got 9 points. Nice set from the low post for Asplund. Wilson gets the ball in the middle, and Pacheco will have another foul assessed to him. Wilson goes up for a shot. 2-4, that will be Pacheco's third personal foul. Three team fouls for each one. Wilson's at the line for a 1-1. Banks it off the glass. Wilson with 7 points in the books. Miller coming in for the Bristol Bay Angels as thought it was Miles sitting down. 44 Wilson pushing on Chukwuk over the back. Wilson has three personal fouls, and it will be Bristol Bay ball. Adam King bringing it down for the Angels, coming across the timeline. Adam going down the center of the lane. He got hit on one foot, tripped, and as he was still carrying the momentum, carrying him forward, he got hit on the other foot, and it was like a pinball going down the center, being bounced right and left. So King will go to the free throw. 50. Cheeks has his fourth personal foul, it says to him. Shot by King is up and good. Adam with his first point of the game. It's 55-36 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels with 12.4 seconds left here in the third quarter. King, nice high shots off the mark. Wilson rebounds. Hanson there for a token defense. Bravo quickly bringing it down. Hanson puts a hand on the back and knocks the ball away from Bravo. Hanson's got it with 2 seconds left. King with a quick shot goes in, scores at the buzzer. Third quarter ends 57-36. We'll be back in 1 minute. Of the 2012 Elks Invitational Tournament. The Sandpoint Eagles visiting the Bristol Bay Angels. 57-36. Fresh 8 minutes on the clock as Bristol Bay outscored Sandpoint in that third quarter 25-15. Cheeks with a long three-pointer, no good. Bowsley with the attempt, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. 2-1 gets the foul assessed to him. That is Brandon Rush, and that will be Brandon's first personal foul. Bowsley with a two-point attempt is off the mark on the first one. Brandon Rush leading all scorers for Bristol Bay with 19, and Bravo with 13 for the Sandpoint Eagles. Bowsley's second attempt does not go in. Brandon Rush getting the outlet from Sergey, pushes it up court real fast, rebound to Sandpoint. Sandpoint, Bravo coming down, left side lane, stops at the low post, trying to get Sergey to jump, gives it to Wilson with an unbelievable assist. Wilson with 9, Bravo basically passed it around Sergey. Nothing Sergey could do, he had his hands way up. Hanson on the right wing gives it up to Asplund. Over to Rush. Rush with a three-point off the mark. Rebounded, tipped back to Rush. Over to Hanson. Hanson with a shot at the free throw line. Hanson has a very, very nice-looking shot there. Bravo with a three-point attempt off the mark. Tipped out to Hanson. Hanson trying to get it to Adam through a whole lot of traffic. And the last touch by Sandpoint. There was three guys. It was basically two on three with 3-4 Sandpoint coming down on defense, and they knocked the pass out of the lane. Rotter coming back in, and Bravo will sit down for the Eagles. 59-38, 6:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Adam up to Hanson. Hanson looking for some dribbling room. Goes in amongst the crowd and decides to double dribble as he couldn't find a way out of that jam. Gilbert bringing it down for the Eagles. Gilbert coming across the timeline. Over to Rotter. Back to Gilbert at the between the circle. Cheeks will take a three-pointer from the left side. Nothing there. Rebounded by Hanson. Make that rush up to Hanson. Hanson underneath the rim and puts up a nice set jumper. Hanson coming amongst his own with 10 points. He ties Moorcroft with 10, and Rush has 19. Gilbert over to Rotter to Cheeks. Back up to Gilbert. Back to Cheeks on the right wing. Cheeks going down the baseline. Nothing there. Rotter has it. Rotter puts it back up. Nothing but air on that one. Rebounded by Asplin. Timeout. Bristol Bay, apparently. They got an advantage, 61-38 with 5:53. Both teams quickly moving it up and down the court, but advantage goes to Bristol Bay as fourth quarter started at 57-36. Looks like Tuffy Hanson scoring 4 points for the Angels during this fourth quarter. Leads the scoring so far. Keeps the team in action. We've got... I think that looks like an Anguson boy out there. Number 14. I think that's an Anguson boy. I don't have him down in the book. He gets it on the left side. Anguson. Dimon up top. Over to Anguson again. To Dimon. King has it. Asplin gets a little push, but he spins to his left, puts up a shot off the backboard. He's got 11. Gilbert coming down over to Rotter. Rotter into Bowsley, back to Rotter, and it was a very low pass to Rotter, and it was out of bounds to Bristol Bay. Adam up to Anguson. Anguson looking at a three, decides to dribble, dribbles to his left, looks for help. Dimon has up there between the circles. Dimon leading Adam. Adam can't handle the pass. Anguson has it. To Adam now up near the circle to Anguson. Dimon has it between the circles just at the top. King on the right side. Kwejak gets another push, but this time the referee is going to call it. And probably on Wilson, 4-4, Wilson will have his fourth personal foul assessed to him. It's 63-38, Bristol Bay a nice lead as Aspen. Not only do they have a nice lead, they've got command of this game. Bristol Bay really doing a fine job of moving the ball around. Aspen's got 12. Rush has got 19, Aspen 12, and Tuffy Hanson with 10. And Moorcroft with 10 points. Asplund's at the line for the second one. It's off the back. Rebound. Dimon was in there very quick. But the referee will call it off of Bowsley of Sam Point. 64-38, 4:53 here in the fourth quarter. Adam King inbounding the ball. Give it to Asplund. A bounce pass. Asplund puts it up and in. Wilson will be sitting on the bench for the Sandpoint Eagles as Asplin gets his 14th and tries for 15 points on the game. Five personal fouls by Wilson. Wilson doesn't know, but he's coming out of the game. Cheeks comes back in for the Sandpoint Eagles. As Bristol Bay squad gives Wilson a hand. Wilson had 9 tough points for the Sandpoint Eagles. Bravo leads all scoring for the Eagles with 13. Aspen with a 3-point play. He's got 15 now. Gilbert will bring it down with 4:50 left here in the fourth quarter. Talks to Cheeks a little bit to the left, and we had Rotter tipping it before Bowsley tipped it out of bounds. So turnover to Bristol Bay. Dimon quickly inbounding to Adam. Adam up court to Anguson. Angerson quickly gets three guys on him. Bravo comes up with the steal, but Dimon was right there. Bravo make that rotter, didn't really have good control of it. King with a five-foot jumper from the right side. Adam King with 3 points now on the game. We've got Gilbert bringing it down. Gilbert over to Cheek. Cheek gets the ball taken away by Hansen. Hansen comes up with it, gives it up to Asplin. Asplin down to the free throw line, gives it back out to Adam. Hansen up to Asplin to King. Dimon so wide open he didn't know what to do with the ball. Crowd says, shoot, shoot. He turned around and didn't find anybody on him, so he shoots the ball. And unfortunately, I think he knocked it out himself. So turnover to the Eagles. Miller comes in the ball game for the Angels. So we got Hansen, Angerson, Miller, Dimon, and Asplin out there for the Angels. Bravo's shot didn't fall for the Eagles, but Miller comes up with it. Miller goes to the basket and is fouled in the act of shooting. 1-1. That is Bravo's third personal foul. Getting a little tough toward the latter part of this game. Both squads pushing profusely here to get... let's see. Miller is not in the book as well, but he is now as he hits the first of a one-and-one situation. Dimon comes out playing the jokester on the way. Miller with the second shot, and it falls as well. Miller with 2 points. Bravo bringing it down. 71-38, a very commanding lead now here by the Bristol Bay Angels. Bosley, with a long three-point attempt. Nothing there. Cheeks with the second attempt, and it goes out of bounds off of Sandpoint. 71-38, 3:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Asplin inbounding it back to Miles as he's in. Asplin down the center, right down the lane, up and in. Asplin with 17 points right there, pushing on Rush as high of 19. Hansen gives token resistance as Bravo puts up a shot. Bowsley gets the rebound, puts the second attempt up and in for three. It's 73-40. Bristol Bay losing control of it a little bit here, but Miles King puts up a good resistance, getting the ball, tries to get it to Asplin on top of the basket. It went over the basket. Bravo went in on the left side and fouled in the act of shooting. It does go in, so he'll get a three-point attempt. Bravo with 15 points. Rodder comes in, and Bowsley sits down. And we've got a timeout from the Sandpoint Eagle coach. It's 73-42, a 31-point advantage for the Bristol Bay Angels. High scoring is Brandon Rush, but right on his heels is Kwejak Asplin with 17. Tuffy Hansen came out onto the court. Sparked the team with 10 good points. Everett Moorcroft having a twisted ankle, it looks like. He did walk it off a little bit. I don't see him standing up with the squad. He's sitting on the bench, probably putting some ice on that ankle. Moorcroft with 10. Sergey Chukwuk having probably his lowest game thus far this year. With only 4 points. Bravo for the Sandpoint Eagles has 15. Wilson sitting on the bench now with 5 fouls has 9. Cheeks with 8. Gilbert with 2. Bowsley with 3. And Bravo is at the line for a free throw attempt. Jolan Rotter has 4 points thus far for the Eagles. Bravo with Bravo, his attempt is off the mark, rebounded by Miller. Miller outlet pass up to Miles. Miles having a little bit of difficulties, gives it up to Miller, passes up court to Hansen. Hansen gets the ball tapped from him, and we've got a tie-up, and possession arrow goes to Bristol Bay. Sam Point putting on a little bit tougher defense this last set down, resulting in some good hustle, and gets that possession arrow turned back to them. Bravo trying to tip the ball from behind the back, gets the foul assessed to him. Bravo has four personals, and Hansen will go to the line for a one-on-one situation. Nine team fouls for the Sandpoint Eagles and five for the Angels. It's 42-73. Hansen's shot spins around the rim and out. Rebound controlled by Sandpoint. Bravo to the right side. Gilbert coming up between the circles. Back over to Bravo on the right wing. Bravo dribbling into the lane. Puts up a shot. Tipped a little bit by Miles King. Miles controls it. Miles bringing it quickly down the right side. Law pass over to Hansen over the outstretched hands of Gilbert. Hansen down the middle. Shot doesn't go. Connects, though, with Kwejack Asplund. And Asplund has tied Rush for high scoring for the Bristol Bay Angels. Bravo going down the middle, gives off to Cheeks. Cheeks with a four-foot shot, doesn't go in. Miles comes down with it for the Angels. Miles up court pass to Hansen. Hansen keeps it from going out of bounds. Hansen goes to the baseline against Gilbert. Up to Miles on the right wing, dribbles down into the corner. Up to Hansen now between the circles. King has it. Asplund will be going to the free throw line as Cheeks will be sitting down with five personal fouls for the Sandpoint Eagles. Bosley for Sandpoint will be coming back in. 75-42 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. We've got 1:15 left here in the fourth quarter. Asplund is at the line to see if he can take the lead in scoring. Kwejack Asplund with 19, and he's at the line for 3.2. He's got two shots coming. So he does have a very good attempt to take the lead in scoring. First shot rolls out after it rattles the rim a little bit. 75-42, 1:15 here in the fourth quarter. Asplund will take the scoring lead if he makes this second attempt. Second attempt's good. Asplund's got 20 points for the game. 76-42, 1:15. Bowsley has it on the left side. Finally controlled by Miller, and Rotter will have a foul assessed to him. Number two. There's no two on blue. Maybe 2-0. Curtis has that, his second foul assessed to him, and Miller is at the line for a two-shot foul. They've got 10 team fouls. Miller hit two free throws earlier in the game, has a nice rotation on the ball, but this one just didn't have enough arch in it, rattled in and out. Team regroups, five members up there for the Sandpoint Eagles in the way of rebounding. Miles up there fighting for the rebound, controlled by Hansen. Hansen came to the left. Hansen's on that left wing, gets it out here near the top. Hansen behind the back, gives it over to Miller. Miller with a 10-foot jumper, around and in. 4 points for Miller, 78-42. As Bravo comes up, gives it to Bowsley with a three-point attempt off the mark. Anguson just could not catch up with it. The ball was a little bit too high for Anguson. Anguson bringing the ball down slowly, decides to go to his right. Hansen was right there to pick it up. Timeout, Bristol Bay, 78-42. 42 with 31.6 seconds left in the game. So Coach Pacheco wants to test what can be done with 31.6 seconds. It's 78-42 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Sam Point only scoring 6 points in this fourth quarter, whereas Bristol Bay scoring 21 to 6 runs. Two gentlemen for the Eagles have fouled out. Wilson, number 44, and Cheeks, number 50, both those boys having 5. Wilson sits on the bench with 9 and Cheeks with 8. It's 31.6 seconds left here in the ball game. Bristol Bay 78, Sand Point Eagles 42. Looks like Bristol Bay will go on to play New Stew. The winner goes from Bristol Bay New Stew game goes into the championship. It's being played. The second game coming up is between King Cove and New Haven to go to the championship match. So Anguson dribbling around, finally it's on the floor. King comes up with it, dribbles down to the low post on the right side, puts up a shot. Aspen there with the rebound, puts it up and in. 22 points for Quijack Aspen. Bravo gets a little token resistance by Hansen, gives the crowd something to cheer about. Bravo driving down the lane and fouled in the act of shooting. 6.2 seconds, 80 to 42. We just about had that 40-point rule take effect, but not quite. Bravo will get a 2 shots. First one does go in. Hansen came up on the line, so that one was a free one. So Bravo has 16 points for the Sandpoint Eagles. Double lane violation, so that one by Bravo doesn't count. Hansen came up for the Bristol Bay Angels at the last. Hansen was quick into the lane on that double violation. Two-shot foul, and he just kind of slams it on the floor past. And we got another lane violation. Number 11 just getting way too close to that free throw line, you know. I don't really think a quarter of an inch counts too much, but some boys like to get right up on that lane. Gilbert had an intercept for the Eagles, but it was off of his foot as he was coming down. So 2.3 seconds left here. That last 5 seconds has taken a long time to tick off the clock. It's 80 to 42 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Aspen inbounding it to Anguson. Anguson with a shot. Nothing there. It was tipped. End of the game. Bristol Bay Angels over the Sandpoint Eagles by a score of 80 to 42. We'll be back in 1 minute for a recap. 1 minute recap. Welcome back to the Bristol High School Championship. This live action of the 2012 Elks Invitational Tournament. The boys' bracket, the Bristol Bay Angels taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. Bristol Bay defeating the Eagles 80-42. Running down the scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles, we have Rotter with 4 points, Bravo with 15, Bowsley with 3, Curtis had some playing time but did not score, Gilbert with 3 points, Wilson with 9, Cheeks with 8. Both Wilson and Cheeks fouled out for the Sandpoint Eagles. Going for the Bristol Bay Angels, Dallas Dimon did not score, but played every quarter. Brandon Rush had 19. Sergey Chukwuk with one of his lowest scoring for the season with 4 points. Everett Moorcroft had 10. He got a twisted foot there in that third, fourth quarter, and had to sit out most of that fourth quarter. Braden Pacheco had 2 points. Adam King with 3. Miles King with 4. Tuffy Hansen with 10 beautiful points. Anguson did play but did not score. Miller had a bucket and 2 free throws. And the high score for the game, coming off the bench, Kwijak Asplund with 22 points. Bristol Bay playing on all cylinders this evening. They were able to get a nice fast break going with some good defensive rebound. Once you have the defensive rebound, you get that fast break going, it's kind of hard to recoup that loss. Nonetheless, Sandpoint did a fine job there in the first half. First quarter, they trailed by 3 points and were outscored 20-12 there in that second quarter. So Bristol Bay, halfway through that second quarter, took a nice lead there. Sandpoint, I just couldn't get past the idea, the feeling that they couldn't get it past the wing. Cheeks and Wilson, their large guys down underneath, just didn't have the ability to get some of those offensive rebounds. Thus, they weren't able to really get a putbacks. They were out gunned in the way of defensive rebounds, so they weren't able to get some fast breaks going. But I think Sandpoint, all in all, has a very well-rounded team. They might have had a little bit more getting acclimated to the court, might have given Bristol Bay a little bit longer run for their money. However, Bristol Bay comes up with a nice win, 80-42. They'll be playing New Stuyahawk tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Our sponsors for Angels basketball this evening, Penn Air, Northern Air Cargo, Bristol Bay Telephone, Peninsula Automotive, Naknek Engine Sales and Service, Heart of the Shire, CNC Heating, D&D Restaurant, Naknek Trading, Nancy's Tax and Accounting, King's Flying Service, Community Bible Chapel. Find sponsors of Angels basketball right here on KAKN. Just keep tuned to KAKN throughout the day tomorrow. You'll never know, we might have a surprise game come on the air, so you'll just have to stay tuned. Bristol Bay will be playing New Stuyahawk tomorrow at 12 p.m. in the boys' bracket. And let me see where the girls are. They are going against Pink Cove tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Those are the home teams for this Elks tournament. I'm Wesley Foster. We'll turn it back to the studios. Once again, the final score, 80-42 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Have a good night.
All righty. KAKN, thank you very much for all of your coverage here for Eagles basketball, King Cove basketball as well, TJX, and the rookies. Let's get on to David Dye on the World Cafe. We will have more basketball tomorrow morning on KSDP 830 AM.
From WXPN and NPR Music World Cafe time again, I'm David Dye. Not often that we spend a full hour with just one guest on the cafe, but we do so today with Nils Lofgren.